Jason Goodman is saying that his pastor confirmed to Jason that he is not a Christian. And basically, the long and short of it is, during the sermon, he was saying, if you're a Christian, you will be doing X, Y, and Z. And Jason's like, I don't want to do that. I like going to this church, but I don't want to do that.
So I'm like, okay, I feel good now. He's confirmed to me that I'm agnostic.
I don't think that's his message.
He did not say, yeah, I don't think that was his goal.
No.
When I say this, it's going to make people not believe.
So at the end of the entire thing, he did mention, he was saying some really funny things at the end. He does that little pray thing at the end. And then he's like, on the way out, you're going to get this card. And it's a quote to remind you each day you can put, and it was being kind of funny. He was like, you can put it on your car dashboard. You can put it up in the morning. It's like, so whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. So I'm like, it's to remind you to do the good things, right? So he's like, yeah. So like, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you're like, I just can't stand. And then you listen and you look at it like, oh, no, I love you, babe. Mm-hmm. Or he was like, and when you're driving and somebody cuts you off, remind you to wave with all four fingers instead of.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, that's a good message. So I get the card and I get out there. And the first thing I see is one of my neighbors. And I'm like, yep, just got confirmed. I am not a Christian.
He's like, you're like celebrating it. Want to let everybody know.
Right. Then he starts talking to the whole group, the neighbor. And he's like, he's like, yeah, I'm trying to play pickleball today. I'm like, I can play pickleball today. If we have enough people, I can get Landon. He's like, it was like, well, Davin can't play, his one son. I'm like, oh, okay. I said, what about Brett? He's like, oh, no, I'm not going to deal with Brett today. So I take the card. I'm like, here you go. And I show him the card.
Oh, boy. You remind him.
Yes, I remind
him. You were spreading his word just like a Christian.
He says he's a Christian. Really? I'm confirmed that I'm not, and I have to present this card to you and show you the quote that you just did not hear what he just said.
You're like a missionary.
Yeah.
Elder Goodman.
So anyways, we're talking. I'm leaving. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to leave. Run into Jonathan on the way out.
Oh, no.
Naturally.
And I'm like, oh, boy, I'm going to keep it cool. And I always try to keep it cool. I'm like, hey.
What embarrassing thing
exactly
am I going to do now?
I love you so much.
Will you have my baby? So you're like,
I like turtles.
Jason just said, I always try to keep it cool. You have not been cool once.
Not with him.
Nothing you do with him is cool.
Keyword, try.
I used your card for someone.
But I'm like, I wasn't going to even mention this because I'm like, this is getting so ridiculous. It's almost not believable. Something always happens. And it almost didn't. And I was so close for it not to happen. And we had a great conversation. I was just telling him. Oh, and Carol came up. And I'm like, this is my wife, Carol. He's never met her one-on-one. And this is my daughter, Everly. And I'm like, oh, please don't have the RBF on for him. And then everything's great. And then another person comes, and I take out the card because I was going to say how great this card was. I had to show it. But somebody else came and kind of grabbed them and was like, hey, Pastor Jonathan, and started talking. And it sounded like I said, hey, you need this card. And I show him the card. And he looks at me and turns, and I kind of messed up my words. Oh. And he's like, oh, yeah, right. I need the card. Like, I'm not a Christian. Something like that. So now I'm like, no, that's not what. And they went off talking to somebody else. Mm-hmm. So now he thinks that I told him that I don't need this card.
You do.
Take it back.
You need the card.
Yeah. I don't want this stupid card.
And he looks at me funny about it. I'm like, I can't believe this just happened. Why? Why did I go?
And we left. All right. Will you be going back?
Man.
Well, I guess I will because I like the idea and the principles of it and world and everything would be great and better. And I just cannot commit to to being good like that so much.
Nobody is perfect.
But it's too good. I'm already pre-planning the non-good. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I do get that. You know what I'm saying? I do understand that.
I cannot do that. I am in my mind, I already know things that I want to do. I'm sure threesome's not on the list.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Or maybe it is. Are we doing it for the God? No, I can't because
no, it's not.
I can do that. I can fill in the blank.
Jason, read the Bible until you find out where it talks about that.
Well, I do a threesome as if it's in four and even to Jesus. That doesn't sound right.
Definitely don't say that. I mean, there was polygamy all throughout the Bible.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's, you have to get married and all that.
Wow. There was one woman who was married to seven different brothers at one point.
Yeah.
So you can do that if you want.
We'll see.
I mean, at different times. Right. None of them were fruitful, but
part of me, the way it was, with everything that was going on, even questions, if you think about it, everybody. See the hypocrisy here? I could question you two.
You do all the
as
time.
Being Christians.
Yeah, you do.
Right.
You know, but I also don't pretend to walk around being holier than thou and better than everybody and a perfect person.
Right.
We're all
the way you're supposed to treat other people and how mean you are to me does not line up with the sticky. How should I treat Jason Goodman as if it's not a for and even to Jesus?
I didn't say I was perfect.
No, none of us are.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's a lot.
Yeah, but I'm meaner to you in here on the air than I am in real life.
Not behind my back.
That's not true. That's not true. And if it's behind your back, how would you know?
Because I know. I can feel it. That's some evidence there.
We all know.
There's an energy.
Listen, I'm just asking, please don't start pulling that card out here at work.
Yeah.
Don't mid-show be like, you Jesus would say.
I was a missionary for 2 years for my church, and I've not brought and pulled out any material here at church.
Yes.
Unless they ask for one.
I'm not supposed to pull it out and give it to you because it's about... For your reminder. So the next time Katie is mean to me, mm-hmm. I'm supposed to look at the card and respond back with kindness. How is that possible?
Jason, you have your own tools, yes. And then I have mine.
Right.
I have my own things that remind me to try to be a better person.
Well you might have to change it because it's not working.
Out. You don't get to judge me. You don't get to judge.
Oh, yeah. I'm not supposed to do that. I forgot.
Yeah.
I cannot judge. Oh, yeah,
read the card.
Thank you, Katie.
Read the card.
Well, I mean, you think about this, though. Like, you want to be the best, maybe, possible employee. You're never going to be a perfect employee, so that means you just give up?
No.
No, you just try to do the best. You're going to screw up some days. You're going to send a stupid email, or you're going to forget to do something.
And I get that, but if forgetting to send an email is after the fact, it's not pre-planning going in saying, I'm going to get tore up tonight at this nightclub.
Or come into work the day like, I'm not into it today. Okay, yeah. I'm going to take it easy. I mean, I wouldn't give up because you're not perfect, because then everyone would give up.
But here's the thing. I'm not giving up anything. I just don't need the label. I don't need any label, really.
We're going to label you.
I could just believe what I want to believe, just like marriage. I really don't think marriage is necessarily needed the label. If you love somebody, you're in love with somebody, you could be with them forever.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And you're not actively walking around or with your actions trying to hurt people.
Well, so
I don't know about that.
But the good news is...
Scratch that from the record.
That is he.
The good news is I try less.
That's good.
I acknowledge it. I'm like, well, that's kind of cruel to Jared, even though he did that.
Uh-huh.
Even though Katie said that to me, I'm not going to respond back in a derogatory
way. Why are we the only two? I mean, Squid's never hurt your feelings. Matt's never upset you.
Yeah.
Squid gives me props sometimes. Matt, yeah, he's a trouble.
I give you props all the time.
We've given you props.
No, I mean, like, special things. That's okay.
The special things. Okay. Got it.
Well, that's fine if y'all want to do that.
Me and Jason have a picture in front of him on his mic pole
to
calm him down in times of...
Yes,
anger.
You're his card.
Yes, it's from the Christmas party.
There really is a picture of Squid and Jason.
We have cameras in studio. We have a mic pole. Anyway,
yeah.
So it really is.
That's hilarious.
I never noticed that.
He looks at it in times of trouble.
Oh, there's my boy Squid.
WWSD. What would Squid do?